1 Timothy 1:1 Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. 1:2 Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace, from God our Father, and Jesus Christ our Lord. 1:3 As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some, that they teach no other doctrine. 1:4 Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do. 1:5 Now, the end of the commandment is charity, out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. 1:6 From which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling. 1:7 Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say, nor whereof they affirm. 1:8 But we know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully. 1:9 Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers. 1:10 For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for manstealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. 1:11 According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. 1:12 And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. 1:13 Who was before a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and injurious. But I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. 1:14 And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. 1:15 This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1:16 Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might shew forth all long suffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. 1:17 Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 1:18 This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. 1:19 Holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. 1:20 Of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme.